The testimony from the Prime Minister's National Security and Intelligence Advisor admits that ceaseless reports about intimidation tactics against some MPs by Chinese agents were never revealed to those MPs, but it was, in her words, not the fault of any one person. Jody Thomas is this aforementioned security advisor, and she says that she only learned about these reports 3 or 4 weeks ago, and the Prime Minister learned of the threats to MPs when the story appeared in the Globe and Mail. You got to be kidding. But CSIS doesn't report to Parliament, you see. They send their reports, or at least they're supposed to the Privy Council and the Prime Minister's office. Now, if Ms. Thomas' testimony is accurate, one of two things likely happened, and neither one of them are really acceptable. Did somebody read these reports and decide that a report of intimidation against MPs by a foreign power was not important enough to bring to the Prime Minister's attention? Or worse, did nobody read these reports and just shove them in a desk drawer someplace? Oh, and since we're asking questions, why didn't David Johnston reveal these egregious shortcomings in his report? Is it because it might be embarrassing to admit that the people that we entrust with national security are really doing a lousy job? Frustrating, isn't it? It just seems that the more we discover, the more we find out that there's so much more to discover. I'm Bill Kelly.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.